Arizona count, Maricopa reported results of nearly 86,000 ballots Saturday. 185K 195K outstanding countywide. By Nick Gilbertson on November 13, 2022. Arizona's most populous county, Maricopa, released results Saturday from 85,656 tabulated ballots that broke slightly for Republicans in the gubernatorial and attorney general races and against GOP candidates in the U.S. Senate and Secretary of State races. A breakdown of the votes from KNXV ABC 15 data analyst Garrett Archer is listed below as Maricopa County estimates its countywide tabulation is now 87.6% complete. Archer later added that this only included a portion of 114,000 late early drop-offs that are expected to break for Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake and other candidates. "It's not a question that ours will win the next batches. Only a question of by how much," he added. The statewide results of the four top statewide races were as follows of 9:21 a.m. Eastern Saturday, with an estimated 88% of the vote reported, for the New York Times. U.S. Senate race. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, 1,186,646 to 51.8%. Republican Blake Masters, 1,055,566 to 46.1%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 48,142 to 2.1%. Governor's race. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 1,156,448 to 50.7%. Lake, 1,122,319 to 49.3%. Attorney General race. Democrat Chris Mays, 1,128,784 to 50.47%. Republican Abe Hamada, 1,107,974 to 49.53%. Secretary of State race. Democrat Adrian Fontes, 1,186,654 to 52.8%. Republican Mark Fincham, 1,060,754 to 47.2%. As of 9 a.m. Eastern Saturday, all counties had reported at least 95% of their respective results except for the following, per the Times. Apache, 68%. Cochise, 82%. Coconino, 93%. Maricopa, 87%. Navajo, 88%. Pinal, 88%. Pima, 87%. Maricopa County's estimated 185,000 to 195,000 remaining outstanding ballots include an estimated 5,000 Election Day ballots, 171,227 estimated early ballots left to process and tabulate, about 10,159 early ballots left to cure, and an estimated 430 provisional ballots left to research. After the results of Friday night's batch, which favored Democrats, were reported, the Associated Press projected Kelly as the winner of the U.S. Senate race and Fontes as the next Secretary of State. "For my people who knocked on doors in 115-degree heat, and for the million-plus Arizonans who put their faith in me, we are going to make sure that every legal vote is counted," tweeted Masters on Saturday. "If, at the end, Senator Kelly has more of them than I do, then I will congratulate him on a hard-fought victory. But voters decide, not the media. Let's count the votes," he added. At a press conference Saturday, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates said he was not sure on the timetable for when results will be reported Sunday.